her lives.
Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed to be with you this lovely, lovely morning. Good morning, Mother Valerie. How are you on this rainy day?
God is good. I'm doing great. God is a good God. He's good.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Praise the Lord, everybody, this morning. It is, you know, I always say rain is good because rain cleans the earth. Hallelujah. It gives everything a nice cleaning. I should have left my car out last night so I could have got it washed by God. Didn't think about it. Goodness gracious. Put it in the garage. So now I got to go get it washed. But I could have got it washed by God. That's what I always say. I used to laugh. I say every time I get a man-made car wash, God would give me a God car wash. Because as soon as I come out, the very next day or even later in that day, the rain would come. And all my clean car would be right back where it was. So now I just say, well, I'll wash it when I can. But I do like a clean car. And as we go forth this morning, it's the word that God gave me in our prayer for today, Mother, on this fifth day of April, April. I'm trying to rush the month because April is an anniversary for me on this fifth day of March, 3 and 5. I love that. 3 and 5, 3 for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and 5 for grace. Because God gives us grace. What a way. What a great God he is, Mother. And our prayer today says, my mistakes. It says, though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong. For the Lord upholds his hand. And it is the 30th Psalm, verse 24. 37th Psalm, verse 24. And when I look at that, we'll be coming actually to that psalm in the next few weeks. But I think about how good God is and how he will pick us up, dust us off, let us know that he is our Father and that he loves us so very, very much, that he cares about us, that he wants the best for us, and that he wants us to know that we are loved. And when we go into this psalm in the King James Version, it tells us in the 37th Psalm, verse 24, in King James, it says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. And it's one of the, what a great and faithful God that loves his children enough that when we fall, he picks us up. And in New King James, it says, though he falls, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. And it says, Father of mercy, you are constantly with me. lifting me up from the depths and walking with me through the heights of life. I am so incredibly grateful, excuse me, that you do not expect me to be perfect. Rather, it is in you that I have been perfected. Your mercy covers me in my darkest days and lifts me out of shame. When I fall, Lord, pick me up and be the lifter of my head. May I see your eyes of love shining over me and beckoning me out of the torrent of guilt that so quickly swirls. Your love is big enough to cover every mistake, failure. You never condemn me in my weakness. You infuse my heart with the strength of your compassion as you cover me so willingly. Forgive me. Forgive my every fault. May I be the same, quick to forgive and reconcile with those I am walking with through life. You are so merciful, God, and I am thankful. And the question for this morning as we get ready to go into our word today is, do you believe that you are defined by your mistakes or by God's great love for you? And our title again this morning is, In You, O Lord, I Put My Trust. We put our trust in God, so it doesn't matter what mistakes we make. God, though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. God says, I will help you up. I will help you up. And it tells us in the verse prior to 24, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. And then verse 25 says, I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. Hallelujah. Again, I may make mistakes, but God is always there holding my hand. Hallelujah. Thanking God for his prayer, for this prayer this morning. And that is coming out of 365 Days of Prayer for Life. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning, lifting up the name of Jesus, thanking you for another day, God, letting you know, God, that you are in charge of everything and that there is none like you, Father God. You guide us, you lead us, you help us, you keep us in perfect peace. Father God, I lift up this word this morning, asking you, Father God, to please, as I do every day, forgive us for any sins we have committed in thought, in word, or deed. Before we go forth, Lord God, give us clean hearts and right minds. Lord God, give us all that we need and forgive us, God. Forgive us all our sins as we repent before we go into your word, God, that we do not go into your word amiss, that we go in open and ready to receive what you pour into us. So, Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus, please increase as we decrease. Please, Father God, let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our very humble hearts be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are our strength, and you are our Redeemer. And it's in Jesus' name we lift up this word, that we pray that it touches someone's heart, someone's mind, someone's spirit. That if there is someone that is listening in the airwaves that does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and, as their Lord and Savior, that this morning, as they listen to the word of God, that they will ask, what must I do to be saved? And we say, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For it's in his name we go forth. We do what we do. And we ask him to bless this word. In his name again, we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. please join us in the Word of God as we get ready for our Bible reading and study this morning. And we are coming out of the book of Numbers, chapter 7 and 8. Psalm this morning is the 31st Psalm, verses 1 through 5, which is where our title comes from. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Hallelujah. And our proverb this morning is Proverbs 11, verses 4 through 6. And we are in Mark chapter 9 in our New Testament reading. And as we go into Numbers, we know that Moses is creating the leadership of the children of Israel. He has counted out all of the tribes, men ages 20 and above, 20 and above, who are of fighting age. And so he has a number for that. He has also counted newborns all the way up to age 50. He is just getting the census of everyone that is in the tribe of Israel. And he is trying to get everybody in order. And he has already set aside that the Levites will be in charge of the temple, the taking it down, the putting it up. You know, the tent of meeting is what it was called. The Levites are in charge of all of that. Everything a Levite will take care of. And the Levites camp around the tent of meeting and the tabernacle of God. The Levites camp around it. And then each tribe camps around them. And they have a way of packing up to leave. And the Levites are right in the middle as they travel. You know, and we all know they travel by cloud by day and fire by night. And until God says stop, that's when they stop. When God says go, that's when they go. And so now Moses is getting everything organized. So the book of Numbers, we know in Leviticus, we got the laws. We know how they're supposed to act. You know, what will happen if you do a particular thing. And now in Numbers, it's dealing with the number of people and how they are to conduct themselves. And so Moses is getting the leaders that will lead these children of Israel by tribe. And now as we go into Numbers chapter 7, it tells us that now it came to pass when Moses had finished setting up the tabernacle. Because remember, Moses is a Levite, that he anointed it and consecrated it and all its furnishings and the altar and its utensils. So he anointed them and consecrated them. Then the leaders of Israel, the heads of their families, of their fathers' houses, who were the leaders of the tribes, and over those who were numbered, made an offering. And they brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered carts and 12 oxen, a cart for every 2 of the leaders, and for each one an ox. And they presented them before the tabernacle. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, accept these from them, that they may be used in doing the work of the tabernacle of meeting. And you shall give them to the Levites, to every man according to his service. So Moses took the carts and the oxen and gave them to the Levites. 2 carts and 4 oxen he gave to the sons of Gershon, sons of Merari, according to their service under the authority of Itamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. But to the sons of Korah he gave none, because theirs was the service of the holy things which they carried on their shoulders. Now the leaders offered the dedication offering for the altar when it was anointed. So the leaders offered their offering before the altar. For the Lord said to Moses, they shall offer their offering on one leader each day for the dedication of the altar. So that's going to be 12 days that they will be offering. They shall offer their offering one leader each day for the dedication of the altar. So for 12 days, they're going to dedicate the altar. And it says, and the one who offers his offering on the first day was Nashon, the son of Amminadab. From the tribe of Judah, his offering was 1 silver platter. the weight of which was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering. One gold pan of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goats as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Nashon, the son of Aminadab. And everyone will give the same offering for these 12 days. And as we go into the second day, it's Nethanel, the son of Zur, leader of Issachar, presented an offering for his offering. He offered one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goats as a sin offering, and as the sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Nethanel, the son of Zur. On the third day, Eliab, the son of Gilon, leader of the children of Zebulun, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goats as a sin offering, and for the sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Eliab, the son of Helon. On the fourth day, Elazar, the son of Shadur, leader of the children of Reuben, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goats as a sin offering, and as the sacrifice of peace offerings, two five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Eleazar, the son of Shadur. On the fifth day, Shalumiel, the son of Zerushaddai, leader of the children of Simeon, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goats as a sin offering, and as the sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Shalumiel, the son of Zerushaddai. On the sixth day, Elishapha, the son of Deuel, leader of the children of Gad, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was what? 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in his first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goat as a sin offering, and as a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Elishapha, the son of Deuel. On the seventh day, Elishama, the son of Aminahud, leader of the children of Ephraim, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goat as a sin offering, and as the sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Elishama, the son of Aminahud. On the eighth day, Gagamel, the son of Pedazar, leader of the children of Manasseh, presented an offering. His offering was what? One silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in his first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goat as a sin offering, and as a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Gagamel, the son of Bezazur. On the ninth day, Abinadan, the son of Gideoni, son of the leader of the children of Benjamin, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in its first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goats as a sin offering, and as a sacrifice of peace offering, one oxen, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs on their first year. This was the offering of Abinadan, the son of Gideoni. On the seventh day, Azir, the son of Amminadab, leader of the children of Dan, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels, full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in its first year, as a burnt offering, one kid of the goats as a sin offering, and as a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Azar, the son of Amishadai. On the 11th day, Pagal, the son of Ekron, leader of the children of Asher, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, and one male lamb in his first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goats as a sin offering, and as the sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Bagal, the son of Akron, on the 12th day. Ahara, the son of Enan, leader of the children of Naphtali, presented an offering. His offering was one silver platter. Come on now. The weight of which was 130 shekels, and one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in his first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goats as a sin offering, and as a sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, and five male lambs in their first year. This was the offering of Ahira, the son of Enan. This was the dedication offering for the altar from the leaders of Israel. When it was anointed, 12 silver platters, 12 silver bowls, 12 gold pans. Each silver platter weighed 130 shekels, and each bowl 70 shekels. All the silver of the vessels weighed 2,400 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. The 12 gold pans full of incense weighed 10 shekels apiece, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. All the gold of the pans weighed 120 shekels, 12 young bulls, the rams 12, the male lambs in the first year 12, with their grain offering, and the kids of goats as a sin offering, 12. And all the oxen for the sacrifice of peace offering were 24 bulls, the ram 60, the male goat 60, and the lambs in their first year 60. This was the dedication offering for the altar after it was anointed. Now when Moses went into the tabernacle meeting to speak with him, he heard the voice of one speaking to him from above the mercy seat that was on the ark of the testimony from between the two cherubims. Thus he spoke to him. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and say to him, when you arrange the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light in front of the lampstand. And Aaron did so. He arranged the lamps to face toward the front of the lampstand as the Lord commanded Moses. Now the workmanship of the lampstand was hammered gold. From its shaft to its flowers, it was hammered work. The Lord had shown Moses, so he made the lampstand. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the Levites from among the children of Israel and cleanse them ceremonially. Thus you shall do to them to cleanse them. Sprinkle water of purification on them and let them shave all their body and let them wash their clothes and so make themselves clean. Then let them take a young bull with its grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, and you shall take another young bull as a sin offering, and you shall bring the Levites before the tabernacle meeting. And you shall gather together the whole congregation of the children of Israel. So you shall bring the Levites before the Lord, and the children of Israel shall lay their hands on the Levites. And Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord like a wave offering from the children of Israel, that they may perform the work of the Lord. Then the Levites shall lay their hands on the heads of the young bulls, and you shall offer one as a sin offering, and the other as a burnt offering to the Lord to make atonement for the Levites. And you shall stand the Levites before Aaron and his sons, and then offer them like a wave offering to the Lord. Thus you shall separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. After that, the Levites shall go in to service the tabernacle meeting. So you shall cleanse them and offer them like a wave offering, but they are wholly given to me from among the children of Israel. I have taken them for myself instead of all who open the womb, the firstborn of all the children of Israel. For all the firstborn among the children of Israel are mine, both man and beast. On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them to myself. I have taken the Levites instead of all the firstborn of the children of Israel. And I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and his sons from among the children of Israel to do the work for the children of Israel in the tabernacle of meeting and to make atonement for the children of Israel, that there be no plague among the children of Israel when the children of Israel come near the sanctuary. Thus Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel did to the Levites according to all that the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites. So the children of Israel did to them, and the Levites purified themselves, washed their clothes. Then Aaron presented them like a wave offering before the Lord, and Aaron made atonement for them to cleanse them. After that, the Levites went in to do their work in the tabernacle meeting before the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so they did to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, this is what pertains to the Levites. From 25 years old and above, one may enter to perform service in the work of the tabernacle meeting. And at the age of 50 years, they must cease performing this work and shall work no more. They may minister with their brethren in the tabernacle meeting to attend to the needs, but they themselves shall do no work. Thus you shall do to the Levites according to their duties. Everything God does is decent and in order. He has a reason for everything. And God retired the Levites at 50. They worked 25 years. And as we go back into Numbers, into the life lessons, the first life lesson is from Numbers chapter 7, verse 89. When Moses went into the tabernacle meeting to speak with him, he heard the voice of one speaking to him from above the mercy seat. Moses heard the voice of the Lord speaking to him from above the Ark of the Covenant, but did not see his face. Like Moses, we listen for God's voice and follow his word, looking forward to the day when we see God face to face. Revelation chapter 22, verses 3 through 4. We look forward to seeing God. Numbers 8 and 4, according to the pattern which the Lord has shown Moses, so he made the lampstand. The Lord showed Moses a particular pattern that needed to be followed. How did he show him? We do not know, but we do know that God will use whatever means necessary to show us his will. Whatever means necessary, God will use to show his will. Not my will be done, but your will be done. That's what we say to God. Not my will, but your will. Don't we pray that? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done. That's what we ask in prayer. Thy will be done. And understand, God's will is not always our will, but we follow the will of God in everything that we do. And we watch God work in our life because he loves us like that. Mother Valerie, I turn it over to you this morning. And again, our title for today is, In You, O Lord, I Put My Trust. Moses and Aaron and all the leaders of Israel put their trust in God to do as they were told to do. They each did not hesitate, Mother, to take their offering, their one silver platter, the weight of which was 130 shekels. and one silver bowl of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, one gold pan of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bull, one ram, one male lamb in his first year as a burnt offering, one kid of the goats as a sin offering, and as the sacrifice of peace offering, two oxen, five rams, five male goats, five male lambs in their first year. We are grateful to Jesus that we don't have to go and find all of these things. We don't have to have a male lamb, a lamb in his first year, a ram, a goat. We don't have to have those things. All we can do is tell God, thank you. The ultimate sacrifice, which was Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, was given for us. Hallelujah. Mother Valerie.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, people of God. I'm coming out of Psalms 31, 1 and 5. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. And that's the title for today. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be a rock of refuge, a fortress of defense to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Put me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me. For you are my strength. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Proverbs 11:46, riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. The righteousness of the blameless will direct his way aright, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness, will deliver them, but the unfaithful will be caught by their lust. Amazing. Those are the Proverbs. Amazing. I'm going to Mark 9:1-29. And he said to them, assuredly I say to you that there are some standing here who will not taste death till they see the kingdom of God present with power. Now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, led them up on a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His clothes became shiningly, exceedingly white like snow, such as no launderer on earth can whiten them. And Elijah appeared to them with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, is it good for us to be here? Let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Because he did not know what to say, for they were greatly afraid. And a cloud came and overshadowed them. A voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, hear him. Suddenly, when they had looked around and they saw no one anymore but only Jesus with themselves. Isn't that amazing? They didn't see anybody. Now, as they came down from the mountain, he commanded them that they should tell no one the things that they had seen till the Son of Man had risen from the dead. And so they kept his word to themselves, questioning what the rising from the dead meant. And they asked him, saying, why do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? Then he answered and told them, indeed, Elijah is coming first and restore all things. And how is it written concerning the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be treated with contempt? But I say to you that Elijah has also come, and they did to him whatever they wished, as it is written of him. Came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them, and scribes disputing with them. Immediately, when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed, and running to him, greeted him. And he asked the scribes, what are you discussing with him? One of the crowds answered and said, teacher, I brought you my son who has a new spirit, and whenever it sees him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I spoke to your disciples. They should cast it out, but they could not. He answered him and said, oh, faithless generation, How long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. Then they brought him to him. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit conversed him. He fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood. And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Then the spirit cried out, conversed him greatly, came out of him, and he became as one dead, so that many said, he is dead. Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we cast it out? So he said to them, this can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. Mark 9:24. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. This is life lesson. The Lord does not demand that we have mountains of faith before he acts on our behalf. A little mustard seed of genuine faith is all he requires. Then he steps in and supplies what we lack. You don't have to have a mountain of faith. Mark 9:4. Elijah appeared to them with Moses. They were talking with Jesus. How did Peter and the others instantly recognize Moses and Elijah, men they never met, who had died centuries before? In the Transfiguration, we get a brief foretaste of heaven and its wonders. Life lessons, Mark 9:10. They kept this word to themselves, questioned what the rising from the dead meant. Jesus sometimes did speak figuratively. See John 2:19-21. So perhaps we can sympathize with this failure to grasp the Lord's meaning. See Mark 9:32. The words of God are not always easy to understand. Life lessons, no in between. Mark 9:17-29. He wanted to believe, really he did. After seeing his son suffer terribly, all this desperate father wanted was for his boy to be healed. Yet so many other things had failed. Even Jesus' own disciples could not rid his son of the demon that tormented him so cruelly. Could Jesus really heal the boy? Or would he be disappointed again? The father pleaded with Jesus, forcing the only hope he had left. If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Mark 9:22. Have you been there? You see no possible way out of your situation. You tried everything, but it was all in vain. This issue continued to eat away at you, and you know that if you don't get help soon, it will destroy you. Your only hope is that Jesus will help you. However, after so many things have failed, you have only a half-hearted faith that Jesus can really do anything for you. Like the father of Mark 9, you are trapped between belief and unbelief. So you believe in Jesus for your salvation, and you know the miracles he did in the New Testament are real. It's a different story trusting him to deal with your problem. First, you may be questioning whether he will help you because you doubt you are worth helping. This is especially true when your situation is due to your own mistake. However, understand that Christ's love for you is unconditional, and he wants to help you. Yet he also calls you to repent of your sins and obey him. Therefore, in order to receive Christ's aid, confess your sin to him and begin obeying him immediately. Second, you may be wondering if Jesus is able to deal with your modern-day problems. Most assuredly, the God who created the universe, the God who created the universe, my Lord, can deal with any situation that arises in it. Jesus assures you, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Mark 9:23. God can do it. Can you believe it? Friends, you may have to pray like that father did. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. However, as he teaches you, be deliberate about relinquishing your doubts. Your willingness to trust him is key. Therefore, have faith that he will do the impossible in your situation and truly believe. Truly believe. And just like the title said, in you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Psalms 31:3. You are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. We place our trust in God through Christ. He becomes our stronghold, identifies us with him forever. Our destiny is bound up with his future. That is why we can confidently ask for his guidance, for him to guide us. God wants to do that. All we have to do is ask. A lot of times we don't ask, you know. So, Lord, I believe, Lord, help my unbelief. And I think a lot of us believe, but we have a little unbelief in us. So that's all we have to say. Lord, forgive me for my sins, knowingly and unknowingly. Forgive me for my faults and things that sometimes we don't even think right. We don't. We don't even think right. So, Father, forgive us for every single thought that is not like you, that's not Christ-like, especially when people do things to us. The Bible say when your enemy hits you or hurts you, turn the other cheek. And a lot of times, you know, you think that's easy to do, but it's not. But if we do it, God, stand still. See the salvation of the Lord. God will fight for you, and everything will work out for you. So in you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. That's the title. I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor Bridget. God is just good. He's good, he's good, he's good. And he's good all the time. And he just warned us.
Good morning, good morning. I'm back, Mother. I'm sorry. I love this word. You know, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. You know, we got to believe, because when we put our trust in God, we know that everything else will fall in place. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. And then he tells us, and then David says, let me never be ashamed. You know, that our your name and your reputation are all that you have. That is the only thing you have. And it only takes one thing. It only takes one thing. You know, one thing. Change and ruin your reputation and your good name. And so we have to trust in God and ask him never to let us be ashamed. There are so many times that we are ashamed, and we have to ask God for forgiveness. And the one thing that he does is he forgives us. He forgives us. And he doesn't have to, but he does. He has a heart of forgiveness, and he forgives his children. We are blessed to have a mighty Father who is a forgiving Father, who is a loving Father, who takes us where we need to go and gives us what we need. He's just like that. And when we fall, he picks us up, dusts us off, cleanses us, and gives us anew. He makes us new. How amazing is our Father. And Mother, as you were reading, and he talked about Elijah. We know that Elijah came through John the Baptist, prepared the way of the Lord. That was his assignment. And what did they do? Because he told the truth, and he told Herod about himself, and Herodias about herself, that they had a murder, cut off his head over a dance. And you know it had to be provocative for the king to offer half his kingdom. Come on now. Up to half his kingdom. You know, to this little girl that danced. We got to understand that John fulfilled his assignment. He prepared the way for Jesus. And Jesus completed his assignment, taking our sins to the cross. We are blessed beyond measure to know that we are children of God and that we are loved by him. And as we go into a word from our sister in Christ this morning, Sister Carolyn, she says, since your past has already passed, stay focused and move forward into your future. Have a terrific Tuesday. We can't keep looking back. We got to move ahead. As our title song says, as our word of God says, we got to move forward. You know, the title of this show is Moving Forward. And we're moving forward in the word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Just as Moses moved forward in the wilderness for 40 years, we move forward in the word of God, 365. We've got to move forward and get to know God up close, personal, for he loves us so very much. And all I can say, Mother Valerie, is thank you. Thanking God, thanking you for coming in and reading with me. It has been a wonderful thing. And I thank God for you and for your faithfulness in doing what you do for the Lord. Because we don't do this for ourselves. Because me would be asleep until this is my day off. And I would be, as they say, counting sheep, hauling the hogs, because I would be sleeping real good. But God wakes me up to get this word together. God wakes me up to do what I need to do. I wake up in the middle of the night. I have to pray. And God gives me prayer to pray for others, to intercede. And all I can say is thank you, Lord. And thanking God for friends and friendship. You know, while I was in Tennessee, my friend came and did my mother's hair. What a mighty God we serve. You know, she just said, oh, I got you. And she came over. And so I'm going to shout out my friend, Sandra Grimble. It was fun hanging out with her on Friday night. And she did my mother's hair. My mother looked so beautiful for the wedding we attended on Saturday because of my friend, Sandra. So I just want to thank God for friendship, being who he is, an awesome and mighty God. Thanking him for being who he is and loving us as we are. Praise God. Thank God. And give God the glory for all that we have and all that we do. There is none like him. Mother Valerie, will you pray us out this morning? And then it will be a wrap. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent, one from each other. I pray over you and yours, Mother. I love you very much. I know we have something to do this weekend, but I know that it will be a celebration mm-hmm. of a life well lived. So we thank for you. I thank God for you, Mother Rita. And after Mother Valerie prays us out this morning, Mother Valerie, it's a wrap. But God put in my heart to have you pray. Pray this morning for all of us because we are blessed beyond measure to put our trust in the Lord and to know that we believe that all things are possible in Jesus Christ our Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. as the word says, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. I believe, Mother. I believe.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just want to thank and praise you. You did it again. You did it again, God. We are grateful that Pastor Bridget came back safely from her trip. Her mother's doing fine. And God, we just give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you for who you are, for you are a mighty God. We thank you for the rain. We just thank you for waking us up. We thank you for all that you do, will do, and have done. We thank you, Lord, for the table of life. We thank you for Pastor Jesse, Pastor Washington. God, we just thank you. We just praise your holy name. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Bless Pastor Bridget today. She don't have to go to work. Let her get some rest. And God, I just thank you. I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Ooh,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. 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 I believe. And help my unbelief if there's any in me, God. Help me, God. Help all your children, God. For without you, we cannot do anything. You are our strength.
Yes,
you are our door. You're everything,
yes,
Father. You're everything.
Thank
we
you,
can
Lord.
Lean on you.
Thank you so
can
much,
do nothing by ourselves, God.
Nothing
without you,
God.
We would be lost.
Oh,
we would be
thank
lost.
You, Lord.
Thank you for making us your
thank
children,
you, Lord,
God.
God. For another
oh,
day. Thank
holy,
you, Lord.
Holy, 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 holy name. Thank you, God, for drawing us closer to you.
Thank you, Lord, God.
God.
Thank
us.
You so much.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we praise your holy name. We love you,
thank
Lord.
You. Thank you. Thank
and
you.
We bless you. We bless your name, for you are
thank
holy.
You, Lord.
And God, we want to be just like you.
Yes.
We want to be just like you. If you see anything that's in us, cast that out in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
we want
God.
To be just like you. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Jesus.
I love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And
yes,
thank
God.
You for another day. Another
thank
day.
Lord God,
to get
for
it
another
right.
day. Yes,
just
Lord.
To get it right. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. In
Jesus'
name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah,
amen,
Mother Valerie.
Amen.
Thank you so
amen.
Very much. It is a wrap, and I appreciate
it's a wrap.
You. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
It's a
just
wrap.
Can't say it enough, but thank you, Lord. Thank
I'm
you, God, for everything in
I'm
our lives, God. Thank you.
It's a wrap, God. We thank you.
In you, oh, Lord, I put my trust, and we
amen.
Believe. That it is a wrap. Amen. It's a wrap,
it's
Mother.
A wrap.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Aunt Rita. God bless you all. We love you. We love you, love you, love you. Have a great day. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.